Paul Graham. I'm the Liberal Democrat candidate for Milton Keynes North. In the absence of our Tory friends, it looks like I'll be having to defend the government, which we have been part of. And say it about myself, I haven't lived in Milton Keynes that long, I've lived a couple of years here. I live in the hub. I have moved around quite a few places, but for the last nearly 20 years, I lived in Scotland. I was a lecturer at Glasgow University. I actually stood against Nicola Sturgeon in an election. I don't particularly like her as a person, but and I think we should be quite concerned about SNP influence in the next parliament. I joined Liberal Alliance about 15 years ago, and I stood in Glasgow 10 years ago when we were basically a party of protest. It was great in a way. Everyone liked Charles Kennedy, who was the leader. We were riding the crest of the wave with anti-Iraq war movement, and Iraq was a disaster, but we were enjoying ourselves as a protest party. In 2010, we entered a coalition, the first coalition, first peacetime coalition since before the Second World War. And it's been pretty tough. But I would say that the last 5 years have actually been quite a success. I actually think, despite everything that's going to be said tonight, that a great deal has been achieved. I mean, one of the greatest achievements has been that we've taken 3 million people out of taxation. We've given 26 million people £825 tax cut because of raising the personal allowance. There are other things that I could talk about. I know we're going to talk about tuition fees at some point this evening. And as somebody who has been a lecturer my whole working life, I know quite a lot about universities, I know quite a lot about student finance and how students, the struggles that they have. But I would say that more students now from poor backgrounds are going to university than was the case in 2010. And more students from poor backgrounds in England go to university than is the case in Scotland, where they have so-called free university education. So we need to have a balanced debate. Apart from the Labour Party, there's no other party on this platform that can be described as a party of government. They're all protest parties. We were a protest party, and we paid the price because we made promises that couldn't be delivered. So you're going to hear things this evening from all the parties. Maybe Labour accepted because they have to be credible. But the other parties are going to say all sorts of things about global capitalism and about austerity. But the reality is that if you elect an anti-austerity government, what you'll get is Greece. That's the reality. So, it is the reality. If we don't get the deficit down, we are burdening your generation, we're burdening future generations with debt. It's not a trivial thing. We're going to be spending more on interest payments than on health and education, other public services. So, I'm going to sort of play a role this evening of defending some parts. I defend the government records. I think we have an obligation to that if you're in government. I'm not going to defend Tory policies. I want to defend what they're proposing for the next 5 years. Because I think somebody needs to stand up and say, I think the politics of cynicism has gone too far.